the Bro Con Show with Anna DeBlanzas right here on 720 WGN. Coming up at the 5 o'clock hour, it's the top 5 at 5. You will not believe. Canarble wagon's going to roll.
Nice.
And the inventor of the Canarble wagon, man who actually created the Canarble wagon in the first place, radio legend Jim Johnson, my longtime newsman at that station. It was all basically his idea. I wish I could take credit for it, but I can't because I got to give it to Jim.
Hi, Jim.
Yeah, go ahead and take credit. I know what you're up to. Hi, Anna.
Nice.
Sounding good, Anna.
Thank you.
Yeah, I was watching online, and you're hot. Oh, I forgot. You're a cousin of my
wife. That's right. I'm a cousin of your wife. This is DeBlanzas. Full disclosure.
Yeah.
Absolute relation.
Yeah, you should you should keep quiet. All right, so now here's the deal. Jim, for those who are familiar with Jim Johnson and those who are not, let me explain how this goes. Now, Jim is a longtime newsman in Chicago, 40 years.
48, who's counting?
48 years as a newsman in Chicago. He is the son of a legendary newsman and the father of now a legendary television personality in Kansas City, Missouri. But he's from Chicago, but he spent summers and some of his youth up in Wisconsin when his dad was building a resort in the Minocqua, Woodruff, Eagle River area. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And now and Jim over the years has provided us with detailed information about what the summers are like in Wisconsin and what the people are doing, because these are the two most important weeks of the year for Chicagoans up there, right? This is the busiest time.
Super Bowl.
Yeah.
The Super Bowl for Wisconsin travel and tourism.
That's right, exactly. It's the Super Bowl. So without any further ado, Jim, why don't you just tell us what it's...
What's it like?
What's it like up there?
I'm up in the North Woods where, people like to show off their summer teeth. Some are yellow, some are missing. And, by the way, did I mention you? I'm still working on that book that I talked about when I was on your show before.
Hmm.
It's a guide to dating outside the family.
Oh, gosh. Oh, no.
Yeah, anyway, I'm trying to fill my days as best I can up here now that I'm retired. So
yeah.
What am I doing? Let's see. This week we went to the flea market.
Yeah.
And we go to all of those and to Walmart. Mostly I buy my balls at the flea market,
mm-hmm.
golf balls.
Mm-hmm.
And I get my hair cut at Walmart. Big change from getting your haircut on Michigan Avenue.
Yeah, that's true.
But,
does it look the same? How does it look?
The haircut, I don't care what it looks like because it's nice to have a hefty Wisconsin woman who holds my head against her chest while she does me, pardon the expression. So basically, you don't get a good haircut.
No.
I mean, it's Walmart.
That's too bad.
Safe sex is a big thing up here now.
Yeah, why?
Why is that?
Yeah. They've begun putting warning labels on animals that kick. Speaking of animals, I'm going to be leaving here when the hunting season starts. Too many accidents. I mentioned this when I was on your show before. Bullets flying everywhere. It's like American Sniper up here, for God's sakes. Oh, and you might remember, Ro, I think I told this on your other show, about my neighbor that got shot. He was gutting a deer, and one of our guests shot him through both legs. He survived, but he's been grumpy ever since.
That story, by the way, is kind of a legendary story because he was standing next to
the deer.
He tied the deer up between trees, right?
He was gutting his deer,
yeah.
What hunters do.
Yeah.
And so he was standing there in full view, we thought, but our neighbor had an itchy trigger finger, I guess, and he said, deer, and kaboom.
Because he saw a deer, because your neighbor saw a deer that was actually hanging from a tree and thought the deer was trying to run up the tree and thought, oh, I got to take care of this, eh?
Yeah, so he shot our neighbor.
Yeah.
So that friendship hasn't been really good in the years.
I can't imagine. It doesn't go over very well.
I've had some problems up here, I'll tell you. I've done some bird watching.
Yeah.
And we have a couple of woodpeckers on our property now. Mm-hmm. They've just been pecking away out there. And apparently they've been doing the nasty because now I saw in their nest a bunch of little peckers flying around.
Can I ask you this question?
No.
Now, there were two guys that were up on your lake at one point, right?
Was
it Whitey and Blackie?
Whitey and Blackie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
These were their real names.
They were real names, and there was a perfect fishing hole that they knew about, but they didn't want the other person fishing there. There's a big war over it. So one night, Whitey went out and dropped a whole inner springs of mattresses down inside this fishing hole. So, of course, you couldn't really fish in it because you're catching your hook on the, you know, on the mattress.
Mattress springs, right.
Springs instead of the fish. So it turns out that Whitey apparently killed Blackie. And no one to this day has ever admitted the crime, and nobody was prosecuted because violating somebody's fishing hole is considered, you can get the death penalty for that.
That's justifiable homicide. Northern Wisconsin.
You don't even go to court for that, right? That's just sort of over.
I tell you it's mandatory that you eat bratwurst and beans up here every day, followed by a couple of beers?
No, I did not know that.
Oh, man, that's an explosive combination. Then you have to have apple pie with cheddar cheese on top. Well, that's a state law, according to my friend, because it's the cheese state.
Yeah, so you put the cheddar cheese on the apple pie.
Right.
Yeah. Is that before or after the fish fry?
Well, probably after. But the fish fries are great up here. Mm-hmm. If you don't mind deep fried grease, it's going to give you a heart attack when you're probably 29 years old. I don't think the Chamber of Commerce is appreciating this. I told them that they could listen streaming too, but you got to tell the truth for God's sake.
You know, I'm looking at the Minocqua Travel Wisconsin homepage here, and they're saying that there's lots of things to do, especially if you're traveling with kids. And one of the things that they recommend is at the Wildwood Wildlife Park, you can pet a porcupine. Which sounds a little dangerous.
I had a pet porcupine as a kid.
He did?
You did?
Yeah, I actually did. But I don't know about petting a porcupine.
Now, what was it? What was the name of your porcupine?
It was kind of an unusual name because it made the sound of so that was the nickname.
What?
They don't speak
That's
English.
Not a name?
What are you? Now, my pet skunk, we named Whiff.
Your what?
Pet skunk.
We had a pet skunk also, and we named the pet skunk Whiff, which, you know, a whiff of the skunk.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, did I ever tell you how we, my dad was deciding to get rid of the skunk, so he drove it over our neighbors and opened up the garage to show off the back of the car, the truck, and opened it up to show the skunk, and it squirted our neighbor, and she's never been the same since. It was a bad way to end a friendship.
I'll bet. That's awful.
Have you noticed that friendships don't last up in northern Wisconsin? Because it's either they're ended with a bullet hole or
something terrible.
Well, speaking of my dad and weird things, I'm finally cleaning out the shed. We have a great big shed up here where we store our boats in the winter. Mm-hmm. And the last time I looked, I found a penis bone from a bear in a bottle of liquid, something that my dad had left behind me, kind of a nice souvenir. So I put it on our mantle here. And now I'm going to go out and look for any beavers he may have left me. I don't know. He left a lot of stuff.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuffed beaver up there, isn't there? I know in your house. I've seen it in your home up there.
Beavers are really popular up here.
Yeah. Do you have
Especially
a house?
Among the guys.
Do you have the stuff, to kind of the taxidermy stuff in your house there? The hunted animals and everything all around?
Yeah, a couple of them.
Mm-hmm. What have you ever hunted and killed?
I've never been a big hunter. That's just not my thing. I was hunting for girls most of the time I was growing up here.
Yeah.
But who wanted to date me, right? Well, pretty soon we're going to be leaving the Northwoods for the winter because summer is, you know, it's kind of short up here.
Yeah.
But we had a hell of a good time, you know. You gotta wrap up the party sometime.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
I didn't tell you about
that. Yeah. Why didn't you tell us one? Yeah.
I had an accident this summer.
Oh no.
This one's a true one. Smashed my boat up when I went through there's a tunnel. Remember the tunnel that connects one stake to one lake to the other, and you can go to the bar in the other lake.
Yes.
I think you were slurping down Bloody Marys down there when I last saw you.
I believe I was. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So anyway, I smashed up my boat going through the tunnel to the other lake. Sad to say, once again, alcohol was involved. Notice alcohol takes a real beating up here. a friend of mine said he was going to quit drinking.
Yeah.
And he would only drink milk because it's a dairy state. So he drank a lot of milk, but he died anyway. The cow fell over on him. It was a real horrible thing.
Oh, God. gosh. Do you ever do any of this material in, like, the supper clubs there or anything?
No, because if you did it, it'd be like a news report. That's the problem with doing it up there. They go, yeah, and what?
Yeah.
Well, let's wrap this up. I'm going to be leaving pretty clean. I've been cleaning out the shed, as I said, and I'm going to be leaving the Northwoods for the winter up here because summer is kind of short.
Yeah.
But on that day, we had one hell of a time.
All right. Thank you, Jim. There he is, the great Jim Johnson.
Thanks, Jim.
I think that's a good thank you. Okay. Goodbye. I have to go over and hunt for a beaver. I'll talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Jim.
He gives us the hang up, too. You know, Jim also was known in his many years for making a few mistakes.
Uh-huh. Jimisms.
Jimisms is what they were called, and they were sort of mistakes, but intentional at the same time.
Were they intentional?
Well, they
were like stumbling over a name or something like that.
Right, but his brain sometimes made a genius mistake, where it wasn't mm-hmm. just a stumble, mm-hmm. but the recovery was really the comedic part of it.
Mm-hmm.
So let us just take a little listen.
I'm Jim Johnson. Remember the boy known as Baby Richard? His father battled more than 3 years in a successful effort to win custody of him from the couple who had adopted him. Excuse me.
No! Oh,
hey, I told him we are on a tight schedule. We're doing the voice pit cock reporting thing. Meanwhile, is Slova the president of Yugoslavia?
Whoa. Am I on the air?
A man was shot to death in the 3800 block of North Milwaukee last night. Police say a couple of guys approached him and asked for a cigarette. He refused. They stabbed him to death. Witness at a shooting in the McDonald's. Police say the guy was killed instantly. Two other men more seriously injured.
Gunga Galunga.
Remember the guy fighting eggs? Oh, excuse me. Fighting eggs. Remember the guy fighting AIDS with the transplanted bone marrow from a baboon? And a former Nicaraguan rebel leader has testified that the CIA never sold crack cocaine in the inner cities here to help raise money for his rebels. Chicagoland weather clearing but much colder tonight with flurries. Tomorrow partly sunny and cold. Low tonight 13, high tomorrow 73. This just 1 week after that frustrated investor, Mark Barton, opened fire, killing 9 people to death.
Oh, my God.
He's building his bridge to the 21st Secretary, and that will not include Warren Christopher.
You know, and you make a boner.
In other sports news, the Cubs lost to the Dodgers. Excuse me, Cubs. Excuse me.
Oh, no.
This is not a part of the tribute.
You had to be worried there
when
that happened.
PGA leaderboard update.
Oh, poor Jim. Did you go over there and provide resuscitation?
No, I was in the bathroom when that happened. I was listening to it in the speaker in the bathroom.
And you thought.
I thought it was going to go. Oh, God. All right. Well, there's the great Jim Johnson right there. Violetta's got the WGN traffic trouble spots right now.